Hello. Hello, David.
Hi, Henry. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, I got a question and a concern.
Yes.
I made that payment of $1,500,
Yes.
which is fine, but I just got a I'm looking at my bank statement. I just got a text saying that there's another charge by Codex Lab for $344
Yes.
using my card. What's that about?
Yeah, I have sent you an invoice on Timber. Did you check that?
What?
I have sent you an invoice, total invoice. Need to check that.
I'm sorry. You sent me an invoice and I looked at it. It's at $1,500.
Yeah,
What's the extra 344 for?
344 was check charged by the digital service tax. It was charged on your full payment.
I'm sorry. I'm not understanding you. Please slow down and speak
Eight percent
clearly.
digital service tax on your total payment.
I'm sorry, I'm still not understanding. It was there's a, what's the extra payment for?
That actually then the amount full am on full amount in the month of July, we char our finance department charged digital tax on the every client, and it was charged on that on your total payment 344. It was a digital service tax that was charged.
What? I'm sorry. I thought I can't. I thought that what I ordered was a $1,500 service
Yeah,
that you
you
would
are
provide.
mistaken
Now what? Now
for
you're
the.
telling me.
Yeah.
Now you're telling me there's an extra charge?
No. It's 8% digital service tax charge was on your total payment, which was around 4,000
A
4,000
digital service charge?
digital service tax.
And who's charging that?
It's charged by the finance department with when we filed the tax, and it was tax on every client, charge on every client. We provide the services. It was a digital service tax charge on every client. If the payment was 100 or if the payment was 300.
Digital services for, wait a minute, digital services for Wiki?
Yeah, basically it's a thing. Our finance charge. The thing is digital service tax charge is charge on the total payment of the total payment. It is not charged on every payment, but it is charged on the all payment because it's a charge tax we have to provide to the government.
A charge by who? Who charges you that for my payment? All I paid you an amount on my card, which I do frequently to many companies all the time. I've never now who's charging you? What percentage is it?
8%.
Who's charging you 8%?
Basically, it's connected to our finance. They charge us 8% on every.
Who's getting that money? Who's charging you that?
We as actually as our company charge when they apply for the tax, they have to provide at the 8% on the tax. This is the tax we provide to the government. So,
Tax. So
yeah.
it's a tax that you have to pay, right?
Yes,
To the
we have
federal
to.
government? It's a federal tax?
Yes, we
Is
have
that
to.
it?
We
Then
have to go on.
why are you charging me? Why are you charging me for your tax?
Basically, it's a digital service tax we charge on every service we provide.
This is bullshit, man. You are lying and you are full of it. And you never mentioned this before. Believe me, I use my card to pay many bills for many companies all the time. I have never, ever been charged 8% for some tax, ever. And I've been doing this for years.
David, I
And
don't
if there is
understand.
some charge, you sh and if there is some charge, you should have made me aware of this long ago. And I'm not going to pay this. I'm going to dispute this, okay? I'm disputing it. I'm not going to let my bank pay this. This is
David,
ridiculous. And I'm beginning to think that you guys are really a scam. What kind of bullshit is this? What kind of bullshit is this?
we
This is
cannot
a threat. You
charge
under
on that amount.
we discussed this before, the charges, and you're charging me an unexpected $344 charge. And by the way, who is Codex Lab?
Basically, Vortex Lab is a merchant we use for all the payments.
Codex Lab is a merchant that
yes.
you're using for all the payments.
Yes.
Okay, and so this isn't the service that does the wiki linking, right? This is your own service.
Yes, we own this service. Yeah, I totally.
Okay, you took that. You need to delete that charge right now, or reimburse me for it, or I'm going to report you, man. This is fucked up. This is ridiculous. I have never been charged 8% for paying a bill that was agreed on using my credit card. I have done that for years. I mean, do you think I'm stupid?
I do understand.
What are you trying to pull on me? Are you a scam? You want me to call the cops? You want me to call the Better Business Bureau and complain about you guys? Because I've about had it with you. I thought we were done arguing about payment. You told me there was a $1,500 charge. I agreed, and I had paid it. I am not paying any more than that.
So David,
you understand me?
Policy. If
you understand me or not, are we on the same page or not?
Yes, if you don't to pay the 8% tax, we will refund it to you. But you have to understand.
You refund that immediately. Go ahead.
You are shorting.
I'm sorry, say again.
I am saying this is the policy given by the company, and if you don't want that, if you want to get this payment back, I can defend you 344 about amount, but this is the policy given by the company and not controlled by me. They do it by automatically on the total payment. So you are shouting on
okay.
me that I don't blame
you personally, but you know your company is screwed up, man. Your company, I have never heard. Listen to me. I have never heard of a company that charges an extra 8%. For using a credit card without even mentioning in advance. That's ridiculous. And if you work for a company, if that's true and that's your company policy, then I think your company is probably a scam.
David,
you know, and I am seriously concerned about it. So I have two questions. Number one, are you going to refund my $344?
Yes, we do.
You are. Okay, good. Now the second question is,
yes.
Are you going to go ahead and do the services that you promised me that I paid for?
Yes, we will. I promise you for that.
Okay,
I'm just telling you, if you don't trust me, I can show you tons of invoices of the clients. We have charged 8% on every client we are working on it. So,
well, maybe you charge your clients that, but you know, I have never been charged that, and I was not, and furthermore, I was not informed of that. And I will not pay some charge that comes up at the last minute that I was not informed of. This is ridiculous. An 8% charge for using a debit card? Are you out of your mind? And frankly, any client who charged that is either crazy or they don't notice it. You know,
David,
and I'm not either.
That's why I sent you an invoice. To let you to understand why this 344 was charged, and if you don't want that, I can defend you right now. But the thing is,
okay,
it's the policy of company, and I can show you tons of receipts, tons of invoices. No one has ever questioned 8%, but you are the first one doing that and shouting on me that I have done on my own. I am just work on this company, and I don't own the company. You have to
understand. I understand that. I don't blame. I don't. It's not personal, man. I respect you. I'm not blaming you personally. But this is something.
I'm handling scam to you. I always try to explain everything I have do. If I wanted to charge you more, I could have done that. Why I will be charging $344 on your account? You have to understand it, man.
So it's a. I don't blame you. I understand. So what you're telling me is that your company charges people an extra 8% for using, what is that for exactly? For using a debit card?
It's a digital service tax to charge on every client we work on, and it's usually charged on the full payment.
And what is that, what is that charge for again?
Digital service tax.
Digital service
tax.
Hacks.
tax, yes.
And that's a tax that goes to the government?
Yes, when we file for the yearly tax, we have to provide 8% tax on every client we work on. We have a lot.
Now,
of
is this an annual? Is this an annual tax? Is this a tax every year?
Basically, when it's a thing, we have to charge 8% tax on every client. This amount begun, we have to pay to the government, because as a service provider, we have to. The government charge us a certain amount of tax on every service we are providing. It's a tax we have to
provide. Now, let me ask you a question. Is this a one-time charge or an annual charge?
It's a one-time charge, only charge on the full payment. Because in every service, we are providing a certain tax to our government. We are providing as a service provider.
Uh-huh.
Digital service tax.
Well, and even if the services are provided immediately, it's not a matter of how long it takes, it's just a one-time 8% charge.
Yes, only one. Only
okay.
One.
Okay. Well, you know, I've never. Okay. Well, a few things. First of all, I've never heard of that, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You know, obviously, your company is charging people that. If that is a charge, I should have been informed of that in the first conversation I ever had with you, and we've been over this a number of times. I had a long conversation by email with an original contact in your company who sold me on this. I don't even remember his name, and he answered all my questions, and he said, "Okay, here's what you get," you know, and he quoted a price, a full price for the full service. This is what I was told and what I understood. It was one price. It was $2,800. For the full service, okay? Then, of course, I ran into, you know, all the things that we've already been over, and we don't have to go over that again, but all the extra charges you wanted to put on for articles that you said were necessary, which I'd never been told about. Okay, we got through that. And then there was the charge for this, the extra charge now, the $1,500, for this extra service, and I've agreed to that, and I paid it. No one ever mentioned then or now, or even you more recently, about an 8% charge. And you know, if you expect me to pay that, that should have been in the initial proposal. You know, I was never informed of any 8% charge. And maybe some people, that's insignificant. They don't care about $400 here and there. More power to them. You know. But I care about it.
You have to hear me out. The thing is, when we have to get an amount or have to pay the payment link, we ask the finance department to send a payment link. They send a payment link, and this service tax is charged by the finance itself. We don't do it by ourselves, and they send us an invoice. I have told the finance that this was the last payment on the client, and there will be no payment from this card, and your card has been deleted from our record. And it will be never be used, because we have to inform the finance that the client is on the verge of ending the project. So you have to.
Yep, that's right. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So they must. That's why they charge this amount, because this was the last. This was because the 8% tax was always charged at the end of the project.
Okay, but you know, once again, let me remind you. I mean, you may have that charge, but I was not informed of it. Let me remind you again that you personally, in our conversations, said to you in email, I need a guarantee that this is the last charge, that $1,500, and you replied, and I can show you the email if you need me to. And you said, yes, that's the last.
This was
okay. Well, then, why did you say that if there was another 8% charge?
Because
you weren't telling me the truth, then, were you?
8% tax service, digital service tax, is always charged on the full payment, and I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, you know,
one person didn't mention about this, because it's a company policy. They charge 8% on the every client, and trust me, David.
All right.
No one has ever asked this question. Because we have always sent an invoice on the total payment. I have sent you an invoice on Teamwork just after that you proceeded the payment. If you can see that, they sent an invoice, and it was included.
I've not seen any. You, You sent me an invoice showing this. You sent me the invoice that you just sent me, unless there's another one. It doesn't say anything about an 8% charge. You sent me an invoice that says $1,500 for this latest service, and then the total amount. You did say the total amount.
After that, I have sent you a total invoice. Total invoice on 13%.
So you sent another invoice.
Yeah, I sent you a PDF invoice, a digital invoice for the whole payment in
previous
PDF Wikipedia professional package 28.
When was that sent?
This was the proof of your invoice of total payment. I have sent you right after you process the payment.
Okay, how many invoices did you send me total?
Only one invoice. The link.
Okay, I'm going to look at it right now. I'm going to look at it right now, and I'm going to read it to you. Maybe I misread it. Let me be fair here. Hang on.
Yeah.
You just sent me one invoice, right?
Invoice
okay, hang on.
34178.
Hang on. Okay, here it is. Oh, okay. Yeah, it is on there. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't look at it because it never even occurred to me that there would be a tax. And of course, I didn't see the invoice until after I'd already paid. And you know, this is very late to be informed of a tax. I mean, I still don't really understand what the tax is on.
Because
the tax is on.
David, you have to understand one thing. There are some certain policies always provide the fund to our as employees. We just follow them. I asked for the $1,500.
Okay. Well,
for you, they send me an.
Okay. So you don't really. So you don't really know what. It's just a policy to charge an extra 8%. You don't really know where that money goes.
Yeah.
So, okay. Look, it's not like I said. It's not personal, man. And I know that you just follow the policy, but I got to tell you. I mean. To just throw in, this is the first time that I've heard of an extra 8%. I have no idea what it's for or where it goes. It's not for any extra services, right? It's just an extra 8%. From my standpoint, I was never told about this. Nobody by your company early on when I bought this service or by you just recently when I said, you know, when I asked for an assurance that the $1,500 was the last charge, and you assured me that it was, and now you're saying, well, no, there's another 8%, but you can't really explain to me what it's for, except that it's company policy. So what you're saying basically is that your company policy is to quote a certain price, and then at the last minute, when it's pay after it's paid, or when it's paid, then increase it by 8%. That's basically what you're telling me, right?
Basically, David, I just have to remind you again that this tax is provided by the firm, and they are only the finance can charge it. We have to ask for the payment link, or have to ask for them to charge this certain amount if the client tell us to do that. We cannot do it ourselves.
Okay, so the company tells you to do that. Your company, the company that you work for, right? So you don't really know. What it's for, you're calling it a tax. It's not a federal tax, right?
But they have told us it's a digital service tax. We charge on every service we work on. It's an if you have bought a $1,000 service, it will have been $80. It's a percentage. It's not a you can say a certain amount. It's a percentage. If you can see, the total payment was $4,300. And on that,
right.
That 8%, 344 was charged.
I get where you're getting 8%. So what you've been told is that it's a digital service tax.
Yes.
charged by your company, right?
Yes.
It's not a tax that they pay to the government or something.
They have told us on every service we have to pay 8% digital service tax to the government. They have told us, the company has told us, we are just following the orders. What are you charging for that? It's not our job. We have to just follow the orders.
Okay. Now, I understand it's not your job, but you tell me no one else has ever complained. Frankly, that shocks me. But okay, I can't speak for other people. But and for my case, I was never told about this, and I should have been. If there's an extra 5%, 8% charge, I should have been informed of that early on, and that should have been included
I thought it was. You must have known that. If I know that, I could have told you. But it was
okay.
Never
so you didn't know about it.
Yeah, I didn't know whether you didn't know 8% tax because every client has.
Okay, I understand that, like I said, I don't blame you personally, but you can see my problem. That once again, this is the experience that I've had with your company since day one. And again, I don't blame you, but I'm certain you understand. I mean, I was quoted a price. Then, as soon as I agreed to that and paid that, then the priority was to sell me more services for more, which I talked to you guys about for a year. And finally, said, no, I'm not going to buy any more services. And then you said, well, let's do this instead, which I agreed to, $1,500. Now there's another charge. When does it end? I told you, you and I had a long conversation about how I don't trust your company, and I outlined the reasons. And what just happened today is exactly the reason I don't trust your company, because I never know what's coming. It always involves another charge that I didn't see. I mean, frankly, if I had known all this, if I'd known what this experience would have been like, I never would have paid you a cent to begin with. I never would have signed up for this because it's been too stressful, and it's been a year of just complete stress. I never know what you guys are going to come up with next, and I thought we'd reach the end of it. I thought, okay, fine, this concludes it. I'll pay this last $1,500, we'll get it done, end of story, and I don't have to stress about it anymore. But now you're sending me another bill, and again, it's not personal. I don't blame you. I think it's atrocious that your company charges people that isn't honest up front about what the full charges are back a year ago or whenever it was when I signed the initial agreement. I don't know if I did sign the agreement. When I paid the initial amount, I was assured at that time that was all, and obviously that's not true. Now I paid an extra $1,500 and now you're asking for more. So, I don't know what you guys have to do for the government. I mean, I'm not party to that, okay? I will say this. It's a crime that you guys, that your company, and I don't mean you personally, but your company does not inform clients up front, right from day one, of what is going to be involved and what expenses are going to be involved. Instead, you sell me anyway. I don't know how you treat other people, but you sold me on a particular package, which was a lot of money. But okay, I paid it, and then ever since then, it's been a fight to try to get more money out of me for this or for that or for whatever. And now in this time, it's just an extra charge that you're tagging on that I was not told about. That, as far as I know, I'm not getting anything more out of it. So, okay, anyway, we can go on all day about this. Bottom line is, I'm not happy about yet another unknown, unforeseen tax. So I'm not going to pay this tax. So where does that leave us?
Okay, David, I do understand that, and I will forward this to finance department. And if you are not willing to pay that amount, I think we can have something. We can have something, and we can refund you that 344 amount. But you have to know, David,
okay.
So that it will if we I will do it by myself, it will be charged by the company that they will pay this amount on their behalf. So I have
okay, and if you refund that amount, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
I do understand you have a very bad with the firm, but you have you can say one thing that whenever I signed on this project, my duty was to fulfill all the information you have and you want in the draft.
Okay.
I always try to do my best. I don't.
I know, and again, I'm not.
Fulfill my duty.
I don't have any complaints about you personally, okay? Really, I really don't. I think you're a credit to the company, okay? And I would tell them that, given an opportunity. So really, I have no complaints about you. You've been upfront with me as to the best of your knowledge, apparently. You know, I just think it's too bad that the company hasn't been completely upfront with you. You know, but that's out of my control. But of course, you've done your best, and I would recommend you to anybody, really, but not your company.
Yeah.
You know, you understand that,
but I just think that this if you want to this T44 amount back, I have to get down to finance department, let them know that the client is want that 8% back, and I have to
okay.
I have to get a final comment on that, and I'll let you know on Teamwork. If that
okay,
works.
Now one other question.
Yes,
if
yes.
you refund that money for me, that $344,
yes.
are you still going to perform the services that I paid for?
Of course, David. We will.
Okay.
I have to do that because this 8% tax all charge on every client, and if the finance team will refund you that amount, it's on their shoulders then. And also,
okay. Okay.
You
good.
Have to know that my superior will ask me that why this amount was refunded. So I have to tell my superior too. So maybe David,
just say that I was never informed, nor did I ever agree to that charge. You know, I mean that's the bottom line.
That's why I'm explaining it. You know that half payment will be on the finance shoulder and half payment will be on my side, on my shoulder.
Right.
Because you are as my client, so I have to take responsibility of that. So
I appreciate that. So you're still gonna do the wiki linking, and we're gonna get it onto Wikipedia shortly, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, well, I'm counting on that. And again, if you ever move to another company, I will follow you and I will recommend you. But
I really appreciate that. As for now, I'm committed to this company, and you can say that.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. It's okay. All of us have worked for companies.
If I were not committed to this company, we wouldn't have this call right now.
Sure, I know. I believe that. I do. I believe that. I believe you're an honest person and you've been upfront with me.
You don't want to pay 8% tax, so I can.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay that. I'm not going to pay that. And the reason is that I was not informed, nor did I agree to that payment. If I had been informed, you know, I might have considered. I might have agreed, but no one told me.
But
what's that?
I'm thinking you can at least trust me. I have explained you all the procedure right now.
Okay, I appreciate that, and I'm
let it go on my statement, because if you if you really see that I was really committed to your project, and if you do trust me, I can suggest you to let it go, because I have to if the refund was made, I have to pay that half amount for my salary. You have to understand it, man.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I really am, and I feel bad about it. But I hope that you can persuade the company not to require that. You know.
But okay, David. If you really want that 344 back, I have to tell the finance department and let you know their decision. Let you to have a second thought on that, because we worked so hard on this other project, and it's such a small amount. You can let it go, man, if you want.
Well, let's go ahead with this, and then we'll see. And we'll see what happens down the road. I'm not going to pay this now, but if the project goes forward and if everything is done well and we end up with something that I'm comfortable with, I might reward you down the road by reimbursing. Okay, I will consider that.
Okay. Let me share this with the finance department, and I'll share you what are the comments.
Yeah, don't tell them. Don't share with them that I might pay you myself. Don't tell them that.
Okay.
Just tell them I refused. I'm not going to pay the tax because I was not informed of it, okay, and I did not agree to it. All right.
Okay, David.
All right, so let me know as soon as you got some of the wiki links done.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, David.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.